Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shur. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Tzvi Krausman.
Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Zayin. The Mishnah says, "Barba prakim ha'olam nidoim bePesach ala tvuah ba'atzer salpirsi ilon Rosh Hashanah koboy olam oivrim lefanov kivnei moroin shenemar ayotze yachad libam hamevin okomaseim uvechag nidoinen al hamoyim." Now the Ran is bothered by all of the dates here besides Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, we know that the makar that koboy olam oivrim lefanov kivnei moroin is like the Gemara already told us in Daf Ches that it says a pasuk bereishis Hashanah vad achrish Hashanah bereishis Hashanah nidoin mayehi b'soifa. And the Makor that's talking about Tishrei is because it says Tikku b'chodesh Shofar b'kesel yom chagenu eizeu chag she'achodesh miskasaboy, which is the yomtiv that the chodesh is miskasaboy, which according to Rashi over there means that the moon is not seen on this yomtiv on Rosh Hashanah, because every other yomtiv you could see the moon. The only yomtiv that takes place on a Rosh Chodesh is Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara explains, "Havi yomer zeh Rosh Hashanah uksiv ki choik li Yisrael hu mishpat l'lekei Yaakov." Since we know the pasuk is talking about Rosh Hashanah, it says at the end of the pasuk that there's mishpat, so we know that people are being judged mayehi b'soifa on Rosh Hashanah. However, the other 3 days of judgment that are mentioned in the Mishnah, the Ran doesn't know of any makar for them. The Gemara certainly doesn't bring a makar. So how do we know that b'pesach you're nidin al atfu b'atzer sal perse ilon and b'chag you're judged al hamoyim? So the Ran says, mistavrali, he suggests as follows. The Gemara tells us later that Amra Torah, Haviu Lefanei Oimer bePesach, Ushte Alechem Ba'atzeres, V'nischu Mayim Lefanei B'chag. Each one of these Yom Tovim has a special carbon. There's the Oimer on Pesach, Ushte Alechem on Atzeres, and Nischu Mayim on Sukkis. And the Gemara brings a brisa, Mepnei Ma'am Rotei Reviu Oimer bePesach, Mepnei Sha'Pesach Zman Tvuahu. So Hashem says, bring Oimer bePesach Kedei Shetisborach Lechem Tvuah B'Shebesodes. You bring the Shtei Alechem Ba'atzeres, because Atzeres is Zman Perisei Ilon. So Hashem says, bring the Shtei Alechem Ba'atzeres Kedei Shetisborach Lechem Perisei Ilon. And on Chag, the Torah says, do Nisach HaMayim, so you want that Shetisborach Lechem Gishmei Shona. So the Ran says, Alma B'Zmanim Eilu Ha'olam Nidoi B'Dvarim Halalu. From the fact that we're told to bring these karbonis, we could infer that it must be a time of judgment on those things. So that, says the Ran, is the makar for these 3 things that it says in the Mishnah. Now, from this Ran, you see that he does not learn the way Rashi learns in the Braisa, in the Gemara later. Because in the Braisa that we just quoted, it says, Tanya Amrab Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Kiva, Mepnei Ma Amra Torah, Haviu Oimer Ba Pesach. Why did the Torah say, bring the karbon Oimer on Pesach? Mepnei Sha Pesach Zman Tvuahu. Because Pesach is Zman Tvua. What does it mean, Zman Tvuahu? Rashi says, Zman Shehatvua Nidoinis Boy. And that means that Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Kiva had prior knowledge that Pesach is a time that we're being judged on the Tvua, and therefore when he explains why the Torah told us to bring the Karban Amra Pesach, he explains it using the idea that he already has, that it is a time that we're being judged on the Tvua, and therefore it stands to reason that Hashem would tell us to bring something that would help us with our judgment on Tvua. However, according to the Ran, it's the exact opposite. It's this Braisa itself which serves as the Makar that we're being judged on Tvuah. So how could this Braisa serve as a Makar that we're being judged on the Tvuah if it presumes that we're being judged on the Tvuah? That would be circular reasoning. You're telling me that the Tana knows in our Mishnah that we're being judged on the Tvuah because we're told to bring the Karban HaOimer. The Karban HaOimer is being brought in order that the Tvuah should be Nisbarach. How do we know that the Tvuah is Nisbarach Ayideh the Karban HaOimer? Because it's a time that we're being judged on the Tvuah. So the Ran can't be learning like Rashi. Must be that the Ran understood, like the Turi Evan learns in that Braisa. The Turi Evan learns, B'pnei Sha Pesach Zman Tvuahu, means that this is the time that the Tvuah is being nisbashel, it's the time that the Tvuah becomes ripe. B'pnei Sha Atzeres Zman Peiris Ilanu means as well, means that it's the time of the Bishel HaPeiris. So according to that, the way that the Braisa knew to explain the fact that we bring the Shtei Alechem as being in order k'dei sheyisbarchu peiros ha'ilon, or the reason why I bring the carbon ha'omer on Pesach is k'dei sheyisbarchu ha'tvua, was not because these are times that we're being nidoin on the tvua and on the peiros ha'ilon. It's because naturally these are the zmanim for the peiros ha'ilon and the tvua to become ripe. But once we know that these are times that we're being told to bring karbanis, k'dei sheyisbarchu peiros ha'ilon and k'dei she is baruch atvua, it stands to reason that we're being judged, because why else would we be told at that point to bring these karbonas? Mashen can, according to Rashi, the only way that we came to the conclusion in the Braisa that you're supposed to bring these karbonas, kadeshi is baruchu, was gufa, our prior knowledge that you're being judged on these things. So certainly this could not have been the makar that you're being judged on these things. And the truth is that we could bring a raya that this is the Shittas HaRan, like the Turi Evan and not like Rashi, from the Ran later in the sugya. Because as we will see later, the Ran is bothered by the question as to why Rosh Hashanah was chosen to be the day that man is judged. And when the Ran asked that question, he asked in the following lashon: Debish lama shar dvarim, we understand the other things that are mentioned in the Mishnah. Dehainu tvua uperis ha'ilon umayim, kol echad bizmanoi nidoin. Kidamrinum begimara the pesach zman tvuahu vatzeres zman perse ilon vechag zman gishmei shana. Avol adam lama unidin b'rosh hashana yosim b'shayam. So you see lahedya in the Ran that he understands that when the Braisa says that it's zman tvuah or zman perse ilon, it's not like Rashi, it's like a Turi Evan, that this is its time, and that's why you're judged in that time. It's appropriate to judge a person in the time that the perse ilon come into existence or the tvuah comes into existence, etc. Another question that the Ran asks is that since a person is nidin on Rosh Hashanah, that means that he's judged on everything that's going to happen to him. And that seemingly would have to include his peiris, his tvuah, everything that goes on in his life. So if everything is judged on Rosh Hashanah, then what is left to be decided on Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot? Answers the Ran that what happens on these three times is a general din. It's a davar klali. It's something that relates to the entire world. And that we see from the fact that the Torah told the Tzibur to bring karbonis in these times. That shows that this is something that relates to the Tzibur. But on Rosh Hashanah, what happens is that the individual gets his psak. And that means that although it was nigzer that the olam, the world, is going to have a certain amount of tvuah, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the person gets his gzeira, what his chelik is going to be in this thing called tvuah. And the same holds true with the rest of the dinim, with the peres ha'ilon and water. First, there's a general din on the whole world, and then the person gets his individual din on Rosh Hashanah. Now, when the Mishnah tells us that in Pesach you're judged al tvuah, the Turi Evan wants to know which one of the days of Pesach are you judged on tvuah. He says that it can't be on the first day of Pesach, because after all, we bring the Karban HaOmer on the second day of Pesach, and that's coming to be Meratza on the tvuah. So how could we bring something to be Meratza on the tvuah if it's already after the Gzar Din? So he says that it has to be that the Tchilas Din is on the first day of Pesach, and the Gmar Din is on the last day of Pesach. The days in between, there is no din, similar to what we have on Rosh Hashanah, that the beginning is on Rosh Hashanah, and then the Gmar Din is on Yom Kippur. Therefore, we can have the Avos HaOmer on the second day because it's before the Gmar Din. However, the Aruch Lener argues with this. He says that, of course, the din, even the Gmar Din, is on the first day of Pesach, and it's still possible to bring the Karban HaOmer after the Gmar Din. And he explains that even after HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gozer how much Tvuah there's supposed to be, but you could then have a Karban being Meratzah that whatever Tvuah was Nigzer already should be in an Oifen of Bracha. Like the Svar of the Ritva, that even after it's Nigzer how much Tvuah you're supposed to have, it could be that that Tvuah will satiate you, it could be that Tvuah won't, so you still need a carbon after the Gmar Din. Now, why is it that Rosh Hashanah is the day that's picked to be the Yom HaDin for people? All of the other things, it makes sense, because, like we said, the season for Tvuah to be Nisbashel is Pesach, the season for Peres HaElon is Shavuos, and before the rainy season is Sukkot. Therefore, each one, it makes sense for it to be the Yom HaDin for those particular things. However, why is it that we choose to make the din of human beings to be on Echad B'Tishrei? So the Ran says that according to Rebbe Lezer, that B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, which really means that the world was created on Chafei Be'el, but the Yom Briyas HaAdam, which was 6 days later, was on Echad B'Tishrei, and he brings a psikta to that effect. And he says that furthermore, it says in the psikta that after Adam Rishon was choyte on that day, and he was yotza bedimus, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to him, "Zeh simin levanecha k'shem she'amarta lefanei bedin b'yom zeh v'yotzasa bedimus," just like you stood in front of me on this day in din, and you were acquitted, so too. So since Adam Rishon is the Shoresh of all civilization, it stands to reason that the day that he was Oymed B'Din is also going to be the day that everybody else is going to be Oymed B'Din. And he says there's even a simon in Shemayim, because the mazel of Chodesh Tishrei is Moiznayim. So this is how the Ran learns, I'll be the psikta, why it is that on Echad B'Tishrei, we are nidain lefi Rebbe Lezer that holds b'tishrei nivra olam. It happens to be that in Avudram, he says something slightly different. He also links the din of a person to the fact that the Briyas HaOlam was in Tishrei, but the reason why the din takes place then is not because Adam Rishon was then judged and was Yatzah B'Dimus, rather because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Doirish Masei Kulam. He wants to analyze the Maisim of all people and judge them, Al Pi Maseim B'Yoyim HaBriya Rishoyna Din Kol Oysashona. Meaning to say that just like before the original creation, there had to have been a decision on the part of the Ribbono Shel Olam that justified creation, so too every year there's a recreation of the Bria, and therefore in order to determine whether the people in the world deserve to be Kayim or not, he has to conduct a Yom HaDin. Take a look at the Sefer Sifsei Chaim from Chaim Friedlander on Rosh Hashanah, and you'll see that his sikha there very much works together with this Avudram. In fact, he explains that this is the reason why the Yom HaDin is in the beginning of the year as opposed to the end of the year. You would think that at the end of the year is the appropriate time to analyze everybody's actions from the past year to decide whether they deserve another year or not. However, if you understand that the din is really a function of a new creation of the world, and the purpose of the din is to determine if each individual within that creation is capable of fulfilling his role within that creation, then it makes a lot of sense that we would conduct this din in the beginning of the year. So it comes out that according to the Ran, the din that we go through is because of the din that Adam Rishon actually went through after he was created and was Choyte, and the din according to Avudram that we go through is because of the din that preceded creation. So this, the Ran says, though, in order to explain, according to Rebbe Lezer, who says, B'tishrei nivra olam. Then Adam Rishon went through it during Tishrei. However, says the Ran, that this only makes sense according to Rebbe Lezer, who holds that B'tishrei nivra olam. But according to Rebbe Yeshua, that B'nisa nivra olam, we're back with our question. Why was it that Tishrei was chosen to be the day of Rosh Hashanah, the day of Yom HaDin? And says the Ran, Venerli Sherotza Mokim Lezakris Es Yisrael Bedinum, Verotza Lodon Es Yisrael, Bizman Shahukva Lechapara Ulislicha. Meaning that Hashem wanted to be Kaveh the Yom HaDin during the season where he knew there is going to be Kapara and Slicha, which means because Yom Kippur was the day that he was Meratza for the Chet Ha'egel, and Lefish and Esratza Kresh Baruch B'Yom HaKippurim Hukva Yom Slicha L'Doiris, Lefikach Gazer Hashem Shiei Adam Nidim B'Rosh Hashanah, and he knew that the Beinanim, their Gzar Din is not going to be until after Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur is actually going to help them with their Gzar Din because it's the day of Slicha V'Chapara. However, the Marsha asks that the Ran's Teretz does not really explain to us why the din of a person is on Echad B'Tishrei, because although it's true that on Yom Kippur it's a day of Slicha V'Chapara, but why exactly do we have the din 10 days before that? So the Ran does say that Efshar Shem Rosh Hashanah Ad Yom Kippurim Hischil Hashem LeHisratzos LeMoshe, that the Ritzei began 10 days before. But the Marsha's answer is that since we find that on Rosh Hashanah Zichrein HaMaisim Bo Lefonov, we find that Zichrein HaMaisim come in front of Hashem on that day. Sha'arei B'yom Zeh Nifkid Asara Rachel V'Leah, the Akarois were Nifkidu on the day of Aleph Petishrei, and Yotzef left the Beis Asurim. All of this we saw already on Daf Yod Aleph. L'chein nikva yom Rosh Hashanah l'din shezichren kol adam bo lefonav. So that's how the Marsha is mashlim the pshat of the Ran. The Ran told us that we want, according to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds b'nisa nivra olam, to have a Yom HaDin before Yom Kippur, but the Ran doesn't explain why we chose Aleph B'Tishrei. And says the Marsha, because that is a day that Nifkid Asara Rachel V'Leah and Yosef left the Beis HaAsurim. However, the Tzlach says a very interesting pshat to explain the Ran. He uses Toisvis and Daf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. We mentioned this Toisvis in our Shir and Daf Yud Aleph, where Toisvis explains that there's a stira between the piyutim that we say on Pesach and on Sukkot. In one place it sounds like we're saying that the world was created in Tishrei, in one place it sounds like we say that the world was created in Nisan, and Toisvis says that Elu ve'elu diver lekim chayim. Both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer are correct. It's just that B'Tishrei was Olu b'machshava to create the world, and in Nisan it happened l'maisa. Nitzlach even says over there that it's possible that Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua are Gufa arguing which happened b'machshava and which happened b'maisa. Therefore, says the Tzlach, that since even according to Rabbi Yeshua, both days are days of Briyas HaOlam, even the day of Aleph B'Tishrei is a day of Briyas HaOlam, it's just that it's only b'machshava. So Enoch and Ami, the Ran has a question, why were they Keveya l'fi Rabbi Yeshua on Echad B'Tishrei if Nisan was the time of the Briyas HaOlam b'poyel? However, once he says that we wanted to make it near Yom Kippur, it was pashit that the day that's going to be Yom Adin is going to be on Aleph B'Tishrei, because that's also a day of Briyas HaOlam. It's just that it was a day of Briyas HaOlam b'machshava. So that's how the Tzlach is mashlim the pshat of the Ran. We didn't make the Yom Adin in Nisan, which is the day that the Briyas HaOlam was b'poyel, because we wanted it to be near Yom Kippur. Once we changed it to be near Yom Kippur, we put it on the day of Briyas HaOlam b'machshava. Now, if you listened to our shiur on Daf Yud Aleph, then you're aware of the fact that it's possible that Lefi Tosfos on Daf Chav Zayin, who says that it was Olah B'Machshava to create the world in Tishrei, then Tishrei is even more appropriate to be a time of din. Because as we explained there, the world of Olah B'Machshava is something that's more related to din than the world of Maisa. Because Olah B'Machshava is the planning stages, and then things are perfect. When you plan something, when you write the plans of a building, you make sure to do it to perfection. Maybe afterwards, when you have to do it B'Poyel, you factor in imperfections, and things are not exactly the way that you wanted them to be in the beginning. And that's the way the Ribbono Shel Olam created this world. So to feed that explanation, it makes much more sense to make the day of Din on the day of Briyas HaOlam B'Machshava. As we explained, Hayoyim Haras Olam, the Heroyin is the conceiving, and especially according to what we just mentioned earlier from Chaim Friedlander, that the purpose of this din is in order to recreate the world. So right now, the Ribbono Shel Olam is conceiving the world anew, and before actually creating the world lemaisa, he has to determine who the players are going to be within that world and what their roles are going to be. Because the purpose of creation is all for Malchus Shemayim, and we have to know what role does each prat have in the general Malchus Shemayim. But of course, we explained that Rav Chaim Friedlander's explanation works with the Avudram's understanding of the Yom HaDin that has to do with the recreation of the world each year. Masha'en Kain, the Ran's understanding is that it was chosen to be the Yom HaDin because the Adam HaRishon then was Yatzah B'Dimas. Now, according to the Ran's understanding, it's linked to the Lemaisa of the creation of man, not to the planning stages. Rather, the fact that Adam HaRishon was Nidoin on that day, on a practical level, because he was created on a practical level on that day, and he was actually Yatzah B'Dimas, so we want that to happen again. So therefore, we're Kaved on Aleph B'Tishrei. So the whole difficulty that the Ran has with Shitas Rabbi Yeshua is only Lefi his Shita, as to why the din takes place on Aleph B'Tishrei. But if you learn like the Avudram, then Rabbi Yeshua is the one that makes sense more. Because the more appropriate date, according to the Avudram's perspective, would be the date of Olah B'Machshava. Because like we explained, din relates to the Machshava stages. Look at the din that the Braisa tells us, that you should bring Shtei Alechem Ba'atzeres, Mepnei Sheba'atzeres, Zman Perisei Ilonhu. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avi Lufanai Shtei Alechem Ba'atzeres, Kedei Sheyizbarchu Lechem Perisei Ilon. We bring the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos in order that there should be bracha in the Perisei Ilon. There's an obvious question. Why are you bringing Shtei Alechem if you want the Perisei Ilon to be Nizbarchu? You should take Perisei Ilon. Shtei Alechem is not Perisei Ilon. So Rashi gives two pshatim. One pshat he says, Shtei Alechem is going to be meratz on Perisei Ilon because really Shtei Alechem is matir bikurim. Because it says you don't bring bikurim before Atzeres because it refers to Atzeres as bikurei ktsir chitim. And therefore, included in Bikurim is all the Shivas Aminim, which are Perisei Ilon. So really, when we say that the Shtei Alechem is there in order, Kedei Sheyizbarchu, Perisei Ilon, we mean all the rest of the Shivas Aminim that is Shayach to Bikurim. The second Teretz Rashi says is, V'ani Shamati Rabbi Yehuda L'tamei. The author of this Brais is Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda is L'shitasi because he holds in the Gemara and Sanhedrin that eitz she'achal Adam Rishon chita hoisa. The eitz that Adam Rishon ate from, even though it was referred to as an eitz, it was a chita. Now the hesber in that is that before the chet of Adam Rishon, so lechem did grow on trees. Just like it says in the Gemara that lasid lavai, there will be gluskois, there will be loaves of bread growing on trees. It's only that after the chet that there was the klala of b'zeyas apecha teicha lechem. And we have to go through the whole process of the sidur de pas, to be koitzer, and to be zoyre, boyer, merakid, and to be toichen and lush, etc. do we experience bread as not being a pri ha'etz. However, Reb Tzadik HaKoyen in Machshavas Charut says on page Samach that al yidei kabbal satoru, which happens on Shavuos, we go back to the matzav of Eitz HaChayim, to the matzav of other rishon kodem achet. And in that dimension, the chita goes back to being a pri ha'etz. So that's why on Shavuos it's possible to bring the shtei alechem kedei sheyisbarchu peiros ha'ilon. And what he means is that at the time of Matan Torah, it says ani amarti elohim atem uvnei elyon kulchem, that it was paskas u'amosim. They went back to the darga of Adam Rishon Kodem Achet. During that darga, the world was a perfect place. And the fact that you need yegia in order to get to the final result of bread no longer existed. So that's gufa why we bring the shtei halechem and not some other peiros ha'ilon, because we want to connect ourselves to that dimension. We already mentioned the lashon of the braisa that the Gemara brings down that explains the reasons why we do certain things. We bring the karban ha'omer on Pesach because Pesach is man tvua, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says haviu lefanai omer bePesach kedei shetisparach lechem tvua. The reason why we bring Shtei Alechem on Shavuos is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, bring Shtei Alechem Batzeres, Kedei Sheyisbarach Lechem Peiros Ha'ilon. And we bring the Nischa Mayim on Chag, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Nischu Lefanei Mayim B'Chag, Kedei Sheyisbarach Lechem Gishmei Shana. The Braisa then continues, V'imru Lefanei B'Rosh Hashanah Malchi Zechronis V'Shoifris, you should say in front of me on Rosh Hashanah, the Psukim of Malchi Zechronis and Shoifris, Malchi is Kedei Shetam Lechuni Aleichem, Zechronis Kedei Sheyala Zechronichem Lefanei Letoiva, Uvameh V'Shoifer. So the reason that we're supposed to say these Psukim, Malchi Zechronis and Shoifris, is in order to be Mamlecha Kadosh Baruch Hu, in order that our Zechronis should come Lefanav Letoiva, and Bameh B'Shoifer. Now the Pnei Yeshua is Medayik, the Lashon of the Braisa. There's obviously a change in the way the Braisa refers to the din of bringing the Omer, bringing the Shtei Alechem and Nisach HaMayim, and the way the Braisa tells us the din of Imr Lefanai, Malchus Zechronis and Shoifris. Because in the first part of the Braisa, when it discusses the Karbonis that you bring, it says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Haviu Lefanai, etc. Masha'en came when it comes to telling us to say the Psuke, Malchus Zechronis and Shoifris, it does not say Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Pnei Yeshua, that's for a very simple reason, and that is that these are Dinim Derabbanan. To say the Psuke, Malchus Zechronis and Shoifris is not a Din Dairaisa, like the Karbonis of Shtei Alechem, Omer, and Nisach HaMayim. However, the Ritva obviously had the Girsa in the Braisa of Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even on that section where it discusses Malchus Zechronis and Shoifris. And that obviously needs Hesper. How could you be Goyris Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu if the din of Malchus Zechronis and Shoifris is only a din Derabbana? So the Ritva addresses this question, and he says an incredible yesoid to define what an asmachta is. We know that the Rabbanan, very often, aside from giving us a din, they will find a pasuk to be soimich their din on. What is the purpose of bringing asmachta? Says the Ritva, shekol ma sheyesh lei asmachta min hapasuk, hei HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheroui lasis kein, ela shelei kavu choyva, umasrei lechachomim. Anything that has an asmachta from a pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mayor sheroi lasis kein, that it's befitting to do this thing, and it's just that the Torah wasn't mechayiv you. The Rabbanan came along, they were mechayiv you, because the Torah left it up to their discretion. And the Ritva continues, and he explains, v'loi kedivrei ha-mefarshim ha-asmachta ishu kederach simin shenasnu chachamim. The concept of an asmachta is not a mere simin, like some want to explain. He says there are those that understand that all it is like a better way to remember the din. The Rabbanan gave us a special remez that they went and related to their din. So lefi that understanding, it's not like the Torah was directly being meramez to this halacha. It was the Rabbanan that found some sort of way to betoyla the din that they invented on something that it says in the Torah. The Ritva says that that's inaccurate. Chas v'shalim, yishtakeh adover v'lo yi'omer, shezu das minasu. Rather, he says, avla Torah hi'ira b'kach, umesara chiyav hadover l'kavay l'chachomim im yirtzu. He says that it was the Torah that conveyed this information through the pasuk that the Rabbanan tell us is called an asmachta, and the Torah was just allowing the Rabbanan to create it as a chiyuv. And basically what he's saying is that an asmachta only differs from a regular din d'oraisa, in that a regular din d'oraisa, the Torah gave us the chiyuv, And here the Torah didn't. The Torah was megala that this is the Ratzon Hashem, but the Torah was not willing to be mechayev us, even though this is something that Hashem wants us to do. The Torah left it up to the discretion of the Chachamim whether or not to be mechayev us midrabanan. And he concludes by saying, "Lefikach timtze hachachamim noisdim b'chol makim raya oizecher oyasmach ledivrei min haTorah k'loim she'enu mechadshim davar milibam." The rabbanan weren't mechadish anything. V'chol teresh bal peh remuza b'teresh b'ksav shehi tmima. So it's all there. The dinim deraisa and the dinim derabbanan that the rabbanan give you an asmachta for, it's all written in the Torah. And if you look hard enough, you'll find it in the Torah. That means that the intention of the Torah was to convey this information. Because like we said, this really is the Ratzon Hashem. Hashem wants us to behave this way. But Hashem wasn't mitzava us. Hashem allowed the rabbanan to come along and be mitzava us. The Maral in the Be'er Agoyla, in Be'er Rishon, explains that the mitzvahs shehem ba'atzmon divrei soifrim, mitzvahs that are themselves divrei soifrim, they're dinam derabbanan. Ve'eviu raya udrash min haTorah, the rabbanan brought a raya or a drasha min haTorah, ve'amru al zeh ki ha'mitzvah midivreihem, they said on this that the mitzvah is a din derabbanan, rakra asmachta ba'alma. That says morale is one category of derabbanans. And he explains, ve'rabim toyim, many make a mistake, shesvurim loimer ki ein lo is ha'mitzvah klal, shum inyan el haTorah. Many make a mistake and say that this doesn't have really any inyan with the Torah. Rak shehem also lemitzvah davar drash min haTorah keilu hayazem melitza bilvad, as if it was only like a homiletical thing. V'ha'omrim kach says the Maral Tov, they made a mistake lehevinu divreim ki chas v'sholom shiye davar echad midivreim nemar larchovas haloshin v'yipay melitza. That's not the way Chazal operate. Rak kol divreim emes v'chasher amru minayin davar ze, when they say where do we know the following thing from? They view raya min amikra, yesh be'emes raya min amikra l'vrayim. There is a raya from the pasuk to what Chazal are saying. And he goes on to bring examples. And in his examples, you see that the geder advarim is like we explained, that the rabbanim, when they bring in asmachta, are proving that the Torah sees this particular concept as being emes, even if the Torah wasn't kaveh, it is achiv. So, for example, when the Rabbanan wanted to find an asmachta for the din of Netilas Yadayim, they showed you a pasuk in which you see that hands are more mekabel tumah than other things. So they had what to base their din Rabbanan on. Now, the one who argues in this ritva is none other than the Rambam. Because the Rambam, in the Akdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayis, says that, for example, the shiurin, which the Rabbanan prescribed, which the Gemara says are midrabbanan and the kra is only an asmachta ba'alma, says the Rambam, ein l'shiurin ikar lohoitzi oisam mimenu b'derech svara ve'ein lem rebez b'chol haTorah avol nismecha zois ha'mitzvah l'ze ha'posuk l'simin kedei sheyehe noida v'nizkar ve'ein noy me'inyan ha'kosuv v'ze inyan masha amru kra asmachta ba'alma b'chol mokim she'iz karuhu. This was a tool to help us remember, but it's not like the Torah was really referring to this particular thing. We use the words that it says in the Torah for our purposes, to remind us of something that the Rabbanan went and were misakin on their own. And the Rambam says the same thing in the Mori Nevuchim, Chelek Gimel, in the end of Perek Mem Gimel. This is also the Shita of the Kuzari Maimer Gimel Ois Ayin Gimel, and in the Kir Sefer of the Mabit in the Hakdama Perek Aleph. And it would seem that Rashi agrees to the Ritva, because there's a Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuvavim Mid Aleph. Over there, the Gemara says that Netilas Yadayim L'Chulin is number one Mipnei Srach Truma, since we wanted Oichle Truma to get accustomed to washing their hands for Truma, so therefore we made the same Anhaga L'Gabi Chulin. And secondly, says the Gemara, Mishum Mitzvah. What Mitzvah is it? So Abaye says, Mitzvah L'Shmoya Divrei Chachamim. The Rabbanu were misakin the din of Netilas Yadayim, so the mitzvah is the mitzvah to listen to the Chachamim. However, Rava says, Mitzvah l'shmoya divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. What do we mean, Mitzvah l'shmoya divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch? Because Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch brought a pasuk, V'chol ha'sheyiga b'yazov, v'yadav l'shutav b'mayim, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, mikan samchu Chachamim l'netilas Yadayim min haTorah. So it's clear that Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch's contribution over here is that he found an asmachta, but it's still only a din derabbanan. Nevertheless, Rashi says in Dibur Maschil Rava Amar, De'iraisa hi mitzvah, ker Blazer ben Aruch. It is a mitzvah de'iraisa, like Rav Elazar ben Aruch. Now, Rashi does not mean that it's really a chi of de'iraisa, because we know it's only a chi of de'rabbana. And even Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, all he said was, we can't samcho chacham l'ntil sidayim in HaTorah. So when Rashi says that it's d'oraisahi mitzvah, like Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, what does he mean? He means that the origin of this din is not a rabbinic invention. It's not that the Rabbanan were badam elibam this halacha, and they just found a pasuk to hang their hat on. Rather, this is really a din d'oraisa. The Torah wants you to do it. The Torah may have not been kaveh as a chayv, and the Torah is waiting for the Rabbanan to be kaveh as a chayv, so it'll be a din d'Rabbanan. But it certainly is Ratzon HaTorah, and that's what they're finding in the Asmachta. Take a look also at the Prima Gadim in the Psicha for Arachayim, Chilik Aleph Ois Chaf, where the Prima Gadim wants to prove that an Asmachta is considered something that's Yeshlei Remez Bikra, and its din is like a din d'Iraisa, so much so that you would be Machmir by Suffolk. Unlike regular Din of Drabanan, where we say Suffolk Drabanan Lekula. Lefi the Ritva, we can understand that. Because a Suffolk Drabanan Lekula, you could say, when you're Suffolk, is only about a drabbanan. But if you have a suffik, if you are mekayim, the ratzin Hashem or not, then you would be machmir. He says it would also be in a gay, the din of gzeru l'gzeru. We never make a gzeru drabbanan to protect another drabbanan. But this is on the level of the raisa in that respect. Take a look also at the nefesh ha-chayim in Shar Aleph, Perek Chav Beis. Now, as far as the raya that we saw to the ritva, from the Lashon of the Braisa that says that Amra Kodesh Baruch Hu, Imru Lefanai Malchias B'Zichronis and Shoifris. So we explained already that not everybody has that Girsa. We don't have that Girsa in our Gemara. But even if you do have that Girsa, there's another way to learn those words Amra Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that could be found in the Ramban later on in the fourth parak. This is on Daf Yoram Abayz B'Dapi Arif in the Melchames. In explaining what we find in our Gemara later that says, Lama Toikim B'Shoifer Shal Ayil. Why is it that we have a minig to be Tekeya Dafka in a Shoifer Shal Ayil, even though all Shoifers are Ksheiris? So why are we noyik to use Dafka Shoifer Shal Ayil? Over there, the Lashon of Rabbi Avahu is, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tiku Lefanei B'Shoifer Shal Ayil, Kedei She'ezker Lachem Akedes Yitzchak Ben Avram. And the Rabban asks, why does he use the Lashon of Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since it's definitely not a Din D'Oraisa? The Ramban's answer is, you see that the Lashon of Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be used even when it's not a Din D'Oraisa, rather when it's totally a Din D'Rabbanan. And the Ramban's Raya is from our Braisa of Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lefanei Malchias Zichronis V'Shoifres. Now, if he understood that the Lashon of Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu was like the Ritva understood it, then he shouldn't be using that as a Raya to the Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Shoifer Shal Ayil. Because by the Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shoifer Shal Ayil, there is no Hasmachta, there is no Pasuk that we're Soimechan, and it's clearly only a rabbinic invention. So the Ramban is using the Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it says by Malchias Zichronis and Shoifres to show that whenever the Rabbanan make up a din, it's also considered Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to listen to the Chachamim. Take a look also at the Ramban in his Asogas to the Sefer HaMitzvahs in Shoirish Aleph. The Braisa says, Imru Lefanei Malchias Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem Zichronis Kedei Sheyala Zichronechem Lefanei Letoiva Uvameh B'Shoifer. So the saying of the Psukei Malchias are, in order to achieve being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Anos, we utter the Psukei Zichroinos in order that our Zichroinos should come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'toiva, Uvameh B'Shoifer. Now it's unclear what those words of Vameh B'Shoifer mean. So the Rashba and the Ritva in his first pshat understand that Vameh B'Shoifer refers to the two statements that we made before. Meaning, you're supposed to say Psukei Malchias in order to be Malam Hashem. You're supposed to say Psukei Zichronis in order that our Zichronis should come in front of him L'toiva. And those two things are best done Al Yedei Tkiya Shoifer. And that's what the Rav says. He says, B'meh ro'oi laham licho lahazker Zichronichim lefanai b'shoifer. Because that's how you're Mamlech Melachim. You use a Shoifer. Machusa da'ara ki machusa da'rikia. Zichronis is also achieved through Tkiya Shoifer. Now, according to this pshat, it doesn't say anywhere how we know that you're supposed to say the Psukei Shoifers. And this Ritva answers, Loi Tzarech, we don't need to say why you say the Psukei Shoifers, the Pshita, the Kivin the Ika Shoifer, Ika Nami Psukei Shoifer. Since we know you're blowing the Shoifer, so of course you should say the Psukei Shoifer. However, the second pshat the Ritva says is the Bameh B'Shoifer does not go on the Tkiyas Shoifer. Bameh B'Shoifer is just a Nesinus Tam for saying the Psukei Shoifers. Meaning that after saying that you should say the psuke malchias kedei shetam luchuni aleichem and the psuke zechroinis kedei sheyalos zechenechem lefaned letoiva, the brisa continues by saying b'meh b'shoifer, meaning that you're supposed to say the psuke shoifers as well in the tefillah, and the Ritva brings a tesefta that says actually shoifers kedei shetala tefilaschem betrua, and the Ritva explains that according to his first pshat shoifers kedei shetala tefilaschem betrua means with actual trua. But according to the second pshat, the Braisa is referring to the uttering of the psuke shoifers. So it comes out that we have two pshatim in what b'meh b'shoifer means. According to the first pshat, b'meh b'shoifer is saying that you need tkiyas shoifer to help along the malchias and zechroinus. You utter psukim of malchias and zechroinus to be mamlech the Ribbono Shel Olam and kedei sheyal zechroinechem lefanei letoiva. How does this all happen? B'shoifer. You're mamlechim b'shoifer because as you say the psuke malchias, you're also supposed to go and then blow the shoifer. And when you say the psuke is a chroinus, you're also supposed to blow the shoifer. The psuke shoifer is the braisa doesn't discuss, and that we know misvara. The second shot is that after saying the psuke malchias and zechroinus, in order to be mamlech and to bring our zikaron in front of him, you're supposed to say also psuke shoifers. Now the Ramban learns like the first pshat in the Ritva, and that is the Ramban in the fourth perek. And daf lamed dalet mebeis, the same memra appears. Over there, it's quoted as being a memra of Rava in Amoira, instead of like we have it in our sugya, which is a braisa. Rabbi says the same words. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imru Lefanei B'Rosh Hashanah Malchias Zechonis V'Shoifers Malchias Kedesh Tam Lichuni Aleichem Zechonis Kedesh Yav Lefanei Zechoneichem L'Toiva U'Vameh B'Shoifer. The Ramban says over there that the Pshat in Bameh B'Shoifer is that the Psukim are supposed to be said with blowing the Shoifer. Now why does the Ramban say that in the Sugya over there? Why doesn't he tell us in the Sugya over here that that's the Pshat in the braisa? And furthermore, the Cheshek Shloima asks on the Gemara over there, why is it that Rabbah says the Memra exactly as appears in the Braisa, and he doesn't mention that it's a Braisa, and he says it's a Doichik to say that Rabbah never heard the Braisa. So why is it quoted over there as the Memra of Rabbah when it's a Beferish Braisa? So I believe the answer to the question is very simple. If you look at the sugya over there, Rabbah's memra is coming on the heels of a braisa. The braisa there says, "Tkiyos ubrachis shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom Kippurim me'akvos." And that means that although over there in the braisa it's mevur, that when they used to say the musaf on a tainis tzibur, and they would also blow the shofar, but it says that the tkiyas and the brachas are not ma'ak of each other. However, on Rosh Hashanah, you can't have one without the other, which means you can't have malchias, zechronis, and shofars without tkiyas shofar. That's what's mavu over there. And on that, the Gemara says, my taima, what's the reason that the brachas of Rosh Hashanah are different than the brachas of a tainis? And Rabbi answers, because Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imra Lefane, Rosh Hashanah, malchias, zechronis, and shofars, etc. So now we can say very simply that if you would only have the braisa in our sugya, you could have learnt like the second pshat of the Ritva, that Bameh B'Shoifer goes on the Psuke Shoifers. But then there would be no explanation for the fact that Rosh Hashanah, the Brachas, and the Tkiyas are Ma'ak of each other, unlike Tainias. Rabbah, on the other hand, is clearly with his Memra being Mechadish that Bameh B'Shoifer, that you cannot have the Psuke Malchias Achroinus without Tkiyas Shoifer. So that would answer the Cheshek Shloimeh's Kasha. The reason why Rabbah doesn't quote the Braisa is because the Braisa is not Mukhrich like he is saying. The Braisa could be like the Ritva's second Pshat, and that could be why the Ramban brings the Raya from that sugya dafka that the din is like the first pshat in the Ritva. The Gemara brings down the memra of Rabbi Yitzchak, who asks, according to the way the Gemara explains it, lemaskana, lama toiken umurian kishen yoishvin vitoiken umurian kishen oimdin. Why do they blow tkiyas and truas while they're sitting, and then afterwards there's the tkiyas to mu'umad? Because we know that me'ikar adin in the tkiyas that you blow before tfilas musaf, you're allowed to sit. And later on, during Tfilas Musaf, you blow again on the Seder of Malchias, Zechroinus, and Shoifres. And the answer is, Kedei La'arvev HaSotan. This is in order to mix up the Sotan. Now there's a big machlokes Rishonim, how to understand this Gemara. And the crux of the issue is, which tkiyas that you blow, between the tkiyas to Meyushev and tkiyas to Me'umad, which ones are the Ikar Tchiyuv, and which are the ones that we add, Kedei La'arvev HaSotan. The Ritva and the Ran understand that the tkiyas de mu'umid, the ones that we blow, al seder, malchias, zechronis, and shoifers, those are the ikar tkiyas. And the Gemara is giving a reason why we blow the tkiyas de miyushev before. And on that, the Gemara says that's kedei la'arviv esasotin. You'll ask, if that's the case, then why is it that we first blow the ones that you're not chayiv me'ikar adin? You first blow the ones kedei la'arviv esasotin, and only then you blow the ikar tkiyas. The Ran explains that we need to ensure that people take the tkiyas, the miyushiv, seriously. So if we would have been makdim the ikra tkiyas, people wouldn't be so careful about the tkiyas, the miyushiv. They're only larvis asotans, they won't be so careful with them. But since we're makdim them, we know people won't be mezalzel with those tkiyas. Now the Ritva gives a different test to this question. He learns that the whole idea of being ma'arviv as a sotin is that we want to be ma'arviv him before the tefillah so that he shouldn't be mastin during our tefillah. So then it makes a lot of sense why we would first put the tkiyas de miyushiv, which are there only k'dei la'arviv as a sotin, and then afterwards have the main tkiyas. Another Rishon that holds that the ikar tkiyas are the tkiyas de mu'umad is Tosfos in Psachim daf kuf tes vav omer aleph, dibra maskul maskif. Over there, Tosfos is discussing the shita that holds that you make a bracha of al achilas morer when you eat the tibul rishon. And we're talking about a person who doesn't eat a different vegetable. He eats something that it could be yotzer a mitzvah of achilas morer, and he does the tibul rishon at the time that we eat karpas. And we know that the ikar mitzvahs morer is going to be mekayim later by the tibul sheni after he eats matzah. Nevertheless, he says make a bracha by the tibul rishon, and that bracha helps you for what you're going to do later. Since al kol panim you ate a little bit by the tibul rishon, says Tosfos, he brings a raya. Midi dahava abrikas shofar de mevorich atkias the yeshiva umay eles bracha letkias sheba amida shehem ikir. Vinasis al seder brachas. Tosfos says you see the same thing legabe tkias shofar. When do you make the bracha of tkias shofar? You make it in the beginning, but that's not when you're mekayim the mitzvah of tkias shofar. You're mekayim the mitzvah later. Al seder malchus achronis and shofars. Nevertheless, says Tosfos, you see that you make the bracha in the beginning when it's not the ikra. So you see that Tosfos belongs to the school of thought of the Ritva and the Ran, that the ikra tkiyas are the tkiyas de mu'umad, and the ones k'dei la'arviv asasotin are the tkiyas de miyushiv. Now we just have to point out that according to this shita, in Pshat, when the Gemara says, lama toikin omurian kishein yoshvin, v'toikin omurian kishein oimdin, the real question of the Gemara is, why are they toikin omurian kishein yoshvin? Why does the Gemara add v'toiken rink shein oimdin? Says the Ritva that the Gemara means to say, since we know that you're going to later be Tekeya and Maria when you're oimdin, so then why do they do it in the beginning? Why do we bechlal have tkiyas de miyushiv? And the answer in that is to be ma'arviv as a sotin. That's also how the Beis Yosef in Siman Tavkuf Pei Hei explains b'das hatur that's how he learns the Gemara. However, the Rif clearly argues on this shita, because the Rif explains, and this is later in Perek Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, and Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph Bedapia Rif, that the reason why by the Tkiyas de Mu'umad all you need to blow is Tkiyah Shvarim Teruah Tkiyah, Tkiyah Shvarim Tkiyah, and Tkiyah Teruah Tkiyah, as opposed to by the Tkiyas de Miyushev that you do three of each, is because you already were Yoytze during the Tkiyas de Miyushev, and we don't want to be matriach zatzibur during the tkiyas de mu'umad. And the Rishonim explained b'das harif that he means to say that those tkiyas de mu'umad are there only k'dei la'arviv as a satan. Since they're only there k'dei la'arviv as a satan, there's no point in being matriach the tzibur. According to the Rif, the Gemara is lushin when it says lama toiken umurian k'shein yoshvin v'toiken umurian k'shein oimdin. It's much more straightforward. The Gemara means to say, why after doing it already b'mi yoshiv do you go again and make a tkiyas de mu'umad? The Lashon Meiri in our sugi is also mashma that the Erva Vasatan happens based on the Tkiyas de Mu'umad. Because the Meiri says, even though we blew Kishain Yoishvin, Chayzer V'toikin Kishain Oimdin, Al Seder Abrachas, Kedei La'arve V'Sasatan. Take a look also at the Rosh in Sukkah, in the third parak in Simen Chav Vav, where he says, V'oi Kosev Rav Yah, the Iker Ananua, the Iker Ananum that you do with the Lulav, he says, Nir Ve'enai Shu B'Shas Abracha. He says the nanua that's brought down in the Mishnah that you do b'shas ha'halel, that is the nanua that's there k'day l'na'anea koich shel kateger. That's there to get rid of the koich of the satan. And then he says that it's similar to the din of Rabbi Yitzchak in our sugya, lama toiken v'chayzen v'toiken v'chulei k'day la'arviz ha'satan v'ahudi yeshiva ikir. The Iker Tkiyas are the ones the Miyushiv. So just like we have in our Sugya, Tkiyas the Miyushiv, which is the Iker Mitzvah, and then later you do something added, K'dei La'arviz HaSotan, so to L'gabi Nanuim, the original Nanuim that you do is the Iker Mitzvah, and what you do with Shasa Halal is to get rid of the Sotan. So we have a very clear Machloikis Rishonim as to which is the Iker Tkiyas and which are the ones K'dei La'arviz HaSotan. According to the Ran, the Ritva, Tosfos in Psachim, the Iker Tkiyas are the Tkiyas de Mu'umad, the ones that you do al Seder HaBrachis, the ones to be Ma'arviz HaSotan are the ones you do before the Tkiyas de Mu'umad, the Tkiyas de Miyushiv. Masha'en Kein, according to the Rif, and the Meiri, and the Rosh, the Iker Tkiyas are the first Tkiyas, the Tkiyas de Miyushiv, and the ones that we're being Ma'arviz HaSotan with are the Tkiyas de Mu'umad. Now, what exactly is it that's ma'arvev es ha-sotn? So there are a number of pirushim in the Rishonim, and it could be that from the pshatim that are given, we'll have some hints as to which of the tkiyas are the ones that are ma'arvev es ha-sotn. Because in Tosfos, the Ramaschuk de la'arvev es ha-sotn, Tosfos brings down the Aruch, who says, based on a Yerushalmi, that when the sotn hears the shofar one time, he's bahil v'loy bahil. It slightly confuses him. But when he hears it a second time, he says, Vadei zeu shipur di yitaka b'shofar gadol, this is the shofar shel Mashiach, which is going to cause bila amavis lenetzach, and he's going to cease to exist. Now it's clear, according to the Aruch, that the tkiyas that are ma'arvev es ha-sotn are definitely the second set of tkiyas. And at first glance, one would want to prove from there that, according to the Aruch, the Iker tkiyas are the first tkiyas, and you just add the second ones, the tkiyas to mu'umid, in order to be ma'arvev es ha-sotn. However, that's not muchruch, because you could say that lo'olam, the tkiyas that are the Iker tkiyas are the tkiyas to mu'umid. They added the first tkiyas, the tkiyas de miyushiv, so that the tkiyas de mu'umid turns into a second time. Because according to the Aruch, all you need in order to be ma'arvav of the sotan is that he hears tkiyas for the second time that day. Rashi in Devar Maschu Kedei La'arvev learns Kedei La'arvev Shlo Yastin Kishe Yishma Yisro Mechavavin Es HaMitzvahs Mistatmin Dvarav. When the Satan sees that Klal Yisro is Mechaviv Es HaMitzvah, he can no longer express himself. Reb Chaim in the Chedushi HaGrach, in the end of the Sefer, explains that what Rashi means is as follows. He says that really Klal Yisro could be Mekayim, the Chiyav Dairaisa, together with the Chiyav Durabonin. There is a Chiyav Durabonin to be Tekeya Al Seder HaBrachas with Malchi Yisachornis and Shoifers. Now that Chiyav Drabbanan was not necessarily a chiyuv to add tkiyas. It was a chiyuv to be tekeya al haseder, and you could have been mekayim both chiyuvim together. So from the fact that we first are mekayim the chiyuv on a deraisa level, and then go back to show that we want to also be mekayim the chiyuv drabbanan, that shows a chiyuv for the mitzvah. And the Avnei Nezer in Erechayim, Simen Tov Memches, Sifkat and Vav, he adds to this that we know that the reason why there's a rule, Ein Oisim Mitzvahs Chavilis Chavilis, the reason why you don't do mitzvahs together is in order that it shouldn't appear like a masor, like a burden. So if you go out of your way to make sure that you're Mekayim two Chiyuvim separately, then that's a tremendous Chibuv for the mitzvah. So it comes out according to this that the Iker Chiyuv is, of course, the Tkiyas de Miyushiv. The second Chiyuv is to Mekayim the Dinder Abanan to do it ala Seder, and that is what's Ma'arvev es ha-sotn. In the Sefer Mekrei Kodesh from Rav Pesach Frank, Simen Chof Aleph, he brings from Rabbi Ruchem Fishel Perlo to explain Rashi a little bit differently in terms of what the Chibuv HaMitzvah is. He uses the Arzarua, who says that Birkas HaMitzvahs is gufa because of Chibuv HaMitzvah. That's the whole concept of making a bracha on a mitzvah. If a person does a mitzvah, then he's being kind of the mitzvah. It could be he's doing it because he must. He has to be kind of mitzvah. If he makes a bracha, that shows the simcha that he has for the mitzvah. And therefore he says, the only reason why we are tekeya, the tkiyas de miyushiv, is in order to allow us to make a bracha before the mitzvah. Because if you would leave it until the Seder HaBrachas, while we're in the middle of Malchus, Zechrenis, and Shoifers, it would be a hefzik. You wouldn't be allowed to make a bracha. Therefore, they added the Tkiyas de Meyushev before in order to enable us to make a bracha. Now, from that, it would be mashma that the Tkiyas de Me'umid are the main Tkiyas, and it's just that since we can't make a bracha, we make sure to make Tkiyas beforehand. So here we have a big nafkamina between Reb Chaim's way of understanding Rashi and Reb Perlis's way of explaining Rashi. According to Reb Chaim, the Iker tkiyas are the tkiyas to Meyushiv. The Chibuv HaMitzvah comes because we didn't put those tkiyas together with the Seder, Bachis, Chorins, and Shofers. We left the Drabanan for later to be by itself. But according to our perilous pshat, the Iker tkiyas are really the tkiyas to Me'umid. We add tkiyas before that in order to enable making a bracha, and that's what shows the Chibuv HaMitzvah, which generates the Irvav HaSotin. The Gemara brings down the memra of Reb Yitzchak that a person is chayv lahakbal pnei rabbi beregel. Now there are a number of shitas in the Rishonim explaining the geder of this chiyuv, and they have nafkaminas lahalacha. Rashi in Chagiga Daf Gimel Amud Aleph is mavur that the chiyuv is a chiyuv because of kvoid rabbi. Rashi's lashon over there in Devar Maschal lahakbal panim is yomtiv haya shechayv adam lechaber es rabbi behakbolas panim. You see, it's a din of kvoid rav. The Rambam also, in Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Hei Halacha Zayin, brings this halacha amongst the other dinim of Kvod HaRav. However, the Ramban al HaTorah in Parshas Yisrei, on the Pasuk of Zohar Esuyama Shabbos Likadshoi, explains that part of the inyan of Shabbos, which is Likadshoi, says the Ramban, V'losis boi oineg l'nafshenu b'darki Hashem, v'loleches el hachachomim v'el hanaviyim l'shmoya dvar Hashem. That was the derech to go in these times in order to hear the Dvar Hashem. So you see that it's part of the Kedushas HaYoyim, not because of the Kvod HaRav, but because the Yoyim is Mechayev, that you should be Mevakesh Dvar Hashem. In the Rabag, in Melachim Beis, on the Pasuk of Lechodesh Vloy Shabbos, in Perek Dalet, Pasuk of Gimel, he says, Yitme b'shebiyamim ha'elu, ha'yubayim lefnei agdoyim l'shmaya divrayim, v'heim yoyru oysam es ha'derech yelchubav es ha'mas esher yasun. Now, if it's a din of Kvod HaRav, then one can argue that if the Rav is Moichel, then he's Pater from the Chiyav. Masha'enken, if it's a din, because part of the inyan of Yom Tif is Lekadshe and to be Mevakish Dvar Hashem, then there's nothing to do with the Rav's Kavod, so he can't be Moichel. Another nafkamina would be if what happens if a person goes to a shir of his Rebbe, the Rav doesn't see him, so he doesn't get the Kavod of knowing that the Talmud came, but the Talmud does hear the Dvar Hashem. He hears the shir. Now, another nafkamina is the inyan that's raised in the famous Noid Yehuda in Mandurat and Yonah Erechaim Simit Tzadik Dalet. The Noid Yehuda explains the reason why the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch don't bring down the chiyuv l'hakbal pnei Rabbi Beregel, because he claims that b'zman hazeh there is no such chiyuv. What is his rationale? He says as follows. It's well-known kasha that it says madua atei lechasei lov loichodesh v'loi Shabbos. So if it says in the pasuk loichodesh v'loi Shabbos, why is there only a din to be makabel pnei Rabbi Beregel? Answers the Noid Yehuda that really Shabbos, Rish Chodesh, Yom Tovim, all of these times there's a Tosefes Kedusha, and the Rav could be Mashpia more to his Talmud. So there really is a Siba to go anytime. The only thing is that we cannot be Mechayev him to be Mekabel Pnei Rabbi on Shabbos and Rish Chodesh, because after all, he says, there is only a Chiv of Aliyah L'Regel to be Mekabel Pnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Aliyah L'Regel on Yom Tovim. And like the Gemara says in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Gimel, that a person's not allowed to stand up for his Rebbe more than twice a day, because you're not allowed to show more kavod for your Rebbe than for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hu Adin, the din of a Mekabel Pnei Rabbi, you cannot be Mechayev a person to do more than what he does for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mele says we couldn't be Mechayev you on Shabbos and Rish Chodesh, even though that's what it says in the Pasuk. And therefore he concludes that Bizman said that there is no Aliyah L'Regel, there is no Chiyev to Mekabel Pnei Rabbi either. I'll call upon him, it's Bavur and this Nadi Yehuda as well, that he understands that it's Mehilchis Kvoid HaRav. Because the svar that you're not allowed to show more kavod to your Rebbe than to HaKadosh Baruch Hu only makes sense by Kvod HaRav. If it's in order to learn the Darkei Hashem, then it would not make any sense to be medame that halacha to this one. The Gemara also mentions the Chiyev L'Tayris Atzmoy Beregel. And we'll mention briefly the Shaila of the Turi Evan over here. Turi Evan wants to know if Noshim are Chayev L'Tayris Atzmo Beregel. The Turi Evan is toilet on the side of the Chiyev. According to the Rambam, in Hilchos Tumas Oichlin, Perek Tezayin Halacha Yud, Kol Yisrael Mosharim Li Yistahirim B'chol Regel, because they are going to go into the Mikdash and eat Kodshim. Since it's Halacha in Knisal Mikdash and Achilas Kodshim, you have a Chiyev. Says the Turi Evan, and Isha doesn't have a Chiyev Re'iyah, she doesn't have a Chiyev Chagiga, Shalmei Simchish is not Mechuyeves, at least according to Abaye and the Sugim Psachim. And so she would have no chiyev to metaris atzma beregel. However, according to the Tzlach in Be'edaf Yud Ches, that the chiyev letaris atzma beregel is mizir sakosiv, and it's a chelik of the lav of nivlosim loisi go'u. Since it's part of the lav, it wouldn't have the ptur of mitzvah zaseisha as man grama, and an isha would be mechayeves to be metaris as atzma beregel.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.